There's light. Allow the light to form the outline of your parents and see them as they emerge. They will emerge. Feel the field in the crown moving. Feel your heart. Whatever shapes and fractals start to emerge, please embrace them. You're starting to see your parents. At first, it will not be clear. You must use your heart. You must admit that you got it all wrong. You must admit that you know nothing. You must admit that you are chosen, that they chose you to discover who you are so you could discover who they are. Let go now. Surrender. Let them love you from up high. Feel into their chest, their hearts, their light. Allow the light to stream down into your heart. Feel their wisdom. Notice where your ego gets in the way and blocks your mind. The spirit of your parents is nothing but love, whoever they are, whatever they've done, wherever they are. It doesn't matter. The spirit of your parents is what heals you, is what takes you into the heavens. When you bow down at your parents' feet, you know who you are. Feel the fields of ancestors opening. They have supported your parents to be here. They protect you. They're opening all around your crown, like an army. And you're at the center. They have much to teach you. You accept by opening your heart, allowing yourself to be guided by the love, wisdom, ultimate knowing of your ancestors. They have crafted every single lesson that you've ever experienced in your life. They have crafted it with you so that you could heal, so that you could grow, so that you could love. So that you could be who you truly are. Forgive them. Release any emotions in your heart that you hold against them. Forgive them. Own those emotions as yours. Nothing to do with them, nothing to do with their spirit. Just make it easy. Be at ease. Got you. Your ancestors want you to be at ease. Feel into your body and find where you can be more at ease. Breathe. Breathe with the knowing that that place in your body where you could be more at ease is being held and supported. Relax your shoulders. Let them melt your wings. Trust them. Leaving behind the human arrogance. That says we know enough, we have learned enough. That's arrogance. Opening instead to mystery and wonder, letting the ancestors flow through us. The stream now flows from your crown to your toes, straight through your midline. Hold it. Notice how it plays with you, moves around. Sometimes you believe, sometimes you don't. Reminds you that you're human. See your parents on their throne. Each of you have been born from two parents, a king and a queen. Every single human being on this planet, however they are conceived, is born from a king and a queen out there somewhere. Find your royalty and know them, because when you know them, you know yourself, and you are here to know yourself, your power. Find your parents on their thrones, feel their knees, see them, majestic, strong, fierce teachers, right? They got medicine for you. Are you ready to learn? Are you ready to be humble? Bow down. Bow down at the feet of your parents. Surrender yourself. And let any emotions that need to come through, the grief of not recognizing who your parents are, the grief of not recognizing who you are, let that flow out of your heart and into the earth. Love them. Be loved by them. They do not want you to suffer even when they see you cry. They see your pain deeper than you see your own pain. They do. Can you see they do nothing? They do nothing. Why? Why do they not engage with you? Because they're waiting for you to grow up, and believe in yourself the way they believe in you. That's why they do nothing. Can you see now why they don't rescue you? It feels like the ultimate betrayal. And yet it's the ultimate union. When we meet ourselves through ourselves, they will not console us because we don't need it. They just look and say, what's inside? They know what's inside. They know what's inside you. They know the fields inside you because that's where they are. They're inside you. They've done it all before. Let them inside you. Trust them. Trust your father to keep you safe. Let the spirit of your father keep you safe. Give you a safe place to rest your heart. It only happens when you trust him. When you let him be your king, your hero. He's holding you in divine love. He's nurturing you from when you're a baby. Your spirit, you just never felt it. You weren't supposed to feel it back then. You were supposed to learn from the pain. Now you see, your dad never went anywhere. He's in you all along. Put your head inside his heart if you don't believe me, and rest. And feel how safe he is. Feel how much patience he has for you, Alia. All he's doing is teaching you through impatience, teaching you and showing you how patient he is. How strong you are. And he already knows who you are. He's waiting for you to enjoy yourself. Be free. Let yourself be free. Own your power. Your father has come to break your heart open. To break your heart and crumble into a million pieces, and there his hands are picking you up. He picks you up with no ego, piece by piece, puts you back together. Because he knew you could let yourself crumble. Because your spirit is strong and knows itself. He's showing you divine deconstruction right now. Surrender. He knows what he's doing. Your father has come to show you that you're the healer that breaks collective levels of female suppression in the world. That you hold the keys. When you find levels of love and forgiveness, all women find levels of love and forgiveness. Your dad has come to show you your power by what he did. He has forced you to learn who you are. Could it have been more gentle? Maybe, but not really. Because now you're very aware. Trust your father's heart. He wants to be your father. Can you trust? Rest in father's heart. Can you trust? Because he's been waiting for you. And the harder it gets for you to trust him in his old age, the harder it gets for him to be your father. Take a chance to be tender. Look how tender he is with you. He gives you just enough without blowing your mind. You already know who your dad is. He already knows who you are. Says you are like a bird in flight, like a warrior woman, and that he knows who you are, and that he chose you, and he wants you to choose yourself. He He wants you to stop pitying him, thinking that he needs help. He doesn't need your help. He knows exactly who you are because he knows exactly who he is. A man that took on a mission, a difficult mission. His spirit took on a very difficult mission. He was forced to create confusion for there to be clarity. He was forced to create confusion for there to be clarity. You'll never figure out the way he works. It's too complex and too intellectual. So you've got to find his heart. And you've got to trust him, the little girl, just trusting him. He meant the best. You don't have to help him, you don't have to heal him, you have to be the little girl that trusts him again. I know it's hard, but it makes him the king that he is. Try it. How many times has your father called and you haven't heard him? He's been calling for you over and over again. This man wants to know you at a deeper level than anyone on this planet, because even though he knows you and has created you, he still wants to know you. That's how deep he goes for you. Feel that. He has humbled himself to you, to want to know you, even though he already knows you. Because he's showing you, you have so much more than even he or you know, and he's interested to watch your journey. Please stay connected to your father's in the heart field. Please feel through your body this very, very sacred work. Please close your eyes and feel the safety of your father's spirit. With this safety and love in your heart, it's time that you and your father stop knocking on each other's doors and sit in the same room. Stop knocking. It's arrogance. Feel it? He wants to be in the same room as you. He doesn't want you to knock on his door. He knows you know too much. You think he doesn't see you. He knows you know too much. But he's not interested in that. He's interested in being your father. He's interested in watching his little girl grow. Be joyful. Find joy in the dark places. is interested in watching you dance as a little girl, teaching him joy, making him laugh, making him feel closer to your mother. He birthed you to bring joy. He knows who you are. He knows that you are joy, that you're working on joy. Nicole, soften your body. Soften. Let your body at a deep level inside soften and rest in your father's heart. Let your shoulders and back soften, become like fluid. Fall back, let him hold you. Be his baby again. Be that tiny baby again. The love you have for your father, he knows. Deep love. You two have journeyed before together in deep lands, deserts of wisdom. You found yourself together again. It's confusing. You don't know if he's your dad or your brother or your friend or your worst enemy. He's all of it. He's your everything. Spiritually, he's come to give you everything. He protects you. He guards you. Nothing can touch you because of him. Look at the armies around you. That's him. Now, will you accept who you are? Why else would a woman need to be this protected? Wasn't this sacred? Accept it. All of you now join your parents on the throne. Wear your golden crowns and accept yourselves as equals. Accept your ancestors who have brought you here, who will take you everywhere you need to go, who are the ultimate truth. They are all of our ancestors together. Bless the ancestors. We pray for our ancestors to always light the path, guide us, keep us safe, honor us, cherish us, remind us of who we are, call us home when we go missing. May our ancestors know each other as one. May there be peace and harmony amongst the ancestors. And if you ever get lost, may you always remember the way home. It's to love your parents and love yourself and love the ancestors. And you will never, ever lose yourself. Royalty, you are. Take a deep breath, feel the fields all around you. Feel the fields, light, gold. Fractals of nothingness dancing. Steady, focused, peaceful. This is a field that you have created, that you exist in, that you are, that we are together. We're here together. Feel each other. These are your divine roommates. Feel them. See how they work. See how each other moves in the space like light beams. Fill the space with your light. Show yourself here, the light of your heart. Love this space and it will love you back a million times over. Take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. Breathe deeply into your physical body, the temple for your spirit. Exhale. Feel into the parts of your body that you want to bring some ease into, some softness, and just bring it. When you decide you want to bring it, you bring it. There's no blocks, really. The blocks are just places where we don't want to go. If we go with love and ease, gently, knowing it's new, it's always new. We go gently, we discover, we're free. Gently into the throat. Gently into the womb. Gently into your jaw. Gently into your heart, Nasa. Gently into your belly, Pat. Gently. Go gently. Gently into your legs. Beautiful. Gently. Rest. Gently. Kissly. Into your arms. Feel gently. Relax your palms. Relax your palms. Gently into the whole spine and melting. The spine moves as one, going to the lower back. Relax. Really slow. Looking upon yourself with a gentle tenderness that you would, the most precious thing on earth. Because every single thing that moves in your body, every tiny little impulse, only wants your love, your kindness, your tenderness. Your softness, your openness to learning, your willingness to surrender, to not judge yourself, to accept, And when we go deeper and deeper, we change. We change. Bodies change. Patience. When you find something moving and it's uncomfortable, you don't like it, slow down. Can you be patient with this? Patience is a great healer. Learning patience. Find whatever fluctuates. Just be patient. Genuinely, don't try to change, don't try to understand it. Just be patient in a practice of patience. So deep. So deep. If it doesn't go away, be gentle. You can come back to this another day. And then you're gonna just slowly keeping that physical body in your awareness, keeping sensations in your awareness. You're gonna start to open your eyes, come back.